This is the Great Gatsby from Crete, Illinois, and you're listening to Backwoods Bowhunter with Tim and Mike. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Damn right I know what you mean.
That's good.
We back.
Episode 123. We're 1, 2, 3.
That's pretty stellar.
I think it's a good place to stop. Let's just stop there.
We're done?
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a run.
I mean, we've killed the industry. We've done everything you can do here.
So accomplished everything we could.
Yeah. Might as well just call her from here.
I don't see why we wouldn't.
This is how we do it.
Oh, Lord. Even got the... Psh, psh.
Had to add that in there, you know.
It's embarrassing. A little bit.
That's what I was plugging in doing that when you saw me plugging in from the laptop. Did you pay attention to that?
Nah.
You're a little, okay.
Yeah. Nah. I was just talking.
Okay. Well... As you were talking, I was plugging that in and uploading that to the board.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad it made the first cut.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of a problem, though. I may only use it once because it's got me at the beginning.
This is how.
So you can hear me.
Duh. Oh. Yeah. Go back to that.
Falls back where you just left
that
off
Arkansas
a minute ago.
Face.
Right.
Duh. Duh.
All right. Well, if you haven't figured out, follow along as we describe the ups and downs of a whitetail hunting season, sharing those experiences with you, the listener, in a real and honest way. And we obviously don't take ourselves very seriously. So that is Backwoods Bowhunter.
Yeah.
Welcome. If you've not been here before, welcome. If you have been here before, then...
Welcome back.
Welcome back, but that also speaks to your mental...
Something's not right.
Yeah, there's you're not firing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not firing at all.
Missing a pin.
Yep. Blew out your governor spring or something.
O-rings. Got a chink in your chain.
O-ring.
Yeah.
Just need an
O-ring. Your O-ring.
Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com, and we have a merch. You can click merch.
Yeah.
And get some merch.
Might as well.
I need to get you some merch. You were going to donate it.
Yeah.
Is that still on the table?
Well, it was. I sent him a message, and he told me the 14th, but he never got back to me for sure. He says, I think. So I was like, oh. But
okay,
we'll see what happens.
Well, if you need it, I know where to get it.
Yeah. Yeah. At the merch shop.
That's it. Check check out our community page over at Major League Bow Hunting on the Facebooks.
Yeah.
We're over there.
We got a new person yesterday.
We did.
Rocking a shirt with piss all over the bottom of it.
That's what we do there.
Yeah. That's why you go to the merch link and buy a new shirt.
Exactly.
You're going to have to rock piss on it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at you thinking that all the way through. That's on Facebook, but we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. So you can, it's a little bit different. It's not the community group. It's just the business page. So you can go either place.
Hell yeah. You're welcome.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. As always, we bring you incredibly mediocre content in a completely meaningless way from the heart of Big Buck Country right here in the Whiskey and Whitetail Studio.
Cut us off again.
Yeah, he's good at that. Backwoods Bowhunter is brought to you by our friends at Titan Nutrition.
Yeah.
I took some Titan Nutrition yesterday, times two. I did BCAAs and I did protein.
Nice. You looked more jacked today.
Think so?
Yeah.
Cool.
I could tell it's working.
Good. Titan Nutrition is one of the most trusted and respected supplement brands in the industry. They have a wide range of products ranging from proteins and vitamins to pre-workouts and superfoods. And Mike and Tim, that's you and that's me.
Yeah, that's us.
We both take several of their products, and we're excited to partner with them.
Yeah.
You can go to their website at titannutrition.net and use the discount code...
Backwoods.
That's right. To get a 10% discount on your order and free shipping.
Caught me in the midst of a drink,
I know,
Tim.
I saw that. I did that on purpose. You can also click in the show notes down below, and you'll find the link there.
Yeah.
But again, it's titannutrition.net with discount code
Backwoods.
You're on it, and you won't be disappointed.
No.
You got some cupcakes for your birthday.
Yes, I did.
Now, what goes well with cupcakes? Well, pee, of course. You got to have some pee. So go to J&S Scents always fresh, never frozen, and put in your orders for this fall for your deer pee.
I don't think they deal in cupcakes, though.
No.
We'll have to talk to Jeff and find out.
It goes with cupcakes.
What's going on?
They go together like a needle in a vein.
Yeah. Yeah, you should probably put one cupcake in per order. That would probably blow up the business.
There you go.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. So go to jssense.com, or you can just call directly at 618-614-4051 and get your pee.
Yeah, get your pee. And we're getting closer.
You may or may not get a cupcake. I'm not saying one way or the other.
Yeah, no. We can't speak for Jeff.
In Illinois, we have 15 weeks until opening day.
109 days.
Still in three digits.
I know. But, hey, as long as we're getting closer.
And for you asshats in Kentucky, you have 11 weeks till opening day.
I didn't do the math, so don't even get on me with our HR department.
Yes, and if you didn't know already, as we often say, we have an extensive marketing, sales, and HR department.
Very extensive.
So,
yeah,
any complaints should be filed there.
Yeah. Not with us. I think we mentioned I'm a bitch.
Yeah.
We've talked about that a time or two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is the part where we honor the men and women in blue and sometimes brown, depending on their uniform color. I've even seen green.
Yeah. This is the time.
Blue Line Badass of the Week.
Yep.
So this, whoa, easy.
Slow down, Slick.
Ripped shit out of my
head. Tearing it up.
This was out of Kennett, Missouri. My uncle lives in Kennett, Missouri.
Okay.
Officer involved shooting, 10:33 p.m. on May 29th. Officer was pursuing two suspects that began as a business alarm call before the two pieces of shit fled the scene. The officer was able to catch one of the suspects, and it ended up in a shooting, and officer shot and killed suspect. Kennett, Missouri has not put out any details as to what led to that.
Yeah.
However, that officer with the Kennett, Missouri Police Department is a blue line badass because...
Hell yeah.
He eliminated a threat and...
Yeah.
...involved in an officer-involved shooting, which is something he's got to live with for the rest of his life, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that's short and sweet, but that's all I know.
That's enough.
That's all I know.
He took care of the problem.
If you want to honor a friend or relative who's out there, who has been out there protecting the thin blue line, submit your blue line badass to us at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want, you can jump on the merch link and buy yourself a blue line badass t-shirt.
They're pretty badass.
They are badass.
Yeah.
Your cousin designed it, right?
My niece.
Niece. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said my niece.
And they're awesome.
They're badass. I like them.
Does she still listen?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah. If not, psh, woohoo.
We used to talk shit about her on here just so she'd hear it.
Yeah. And then I'd get a message.
Well, let's not talk shit. Let's see if she replies.
We'll find out. She's weak sauce for using a crossbow. We'll find out if she likes that.
Now you're talking shit.
Just kidding, Nikki.
Weak sauce.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I don't want to say weak because that just mean, but guess who's working out with me on the daily?
Who?
Jacob.
Jake? There you go.
Jake is hitting the weights.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guess who I tried to get going with me this week?
Jimmy?
Yeah. Hasn't woke up yet. He said all year, well, summer comes back, we work out again, because he started last summer. About the last month, month and a half of summer. And then when school started again, obviously with my work shift, it was kind of done. So he's been saying, yeah, I want to work out in the summer. I want to work out, want to lose weight, want to work out. So, okay. So first week, I kind of left him alone. This weekend, I said, hey, you want to start going to the gym next week? Yeah. Yeah, we'll go. So I wake him up Monday. Hey, ready to go? I didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock. All right.
Jeez.
So I left. Yesterday, woke him up. Hey, you went to bed at a decent time last night. You ready to go? I couldn't fall asleep. All right, see ya. Off I went.
That's embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. He better turn it around, though. I don't think I'm going to give him the option next week. I'm just going to wake him up and say, no, let's go. There is no, I was too tired. You can come home and take a nap, but you're going to the gym.
Well, ours started with Thursday. Last Thursday, I said, hey, I'm going out to work out the triceps. You want to go? And he's like, yeah, sure. So got him on a tricep workout with me. And then Friday, he said, what are we doing today?
Nice.
Okay. Saturday, he said, what are we doing today? I said, okay. And then Sunday, I said, hey, I take off on Sundays. I don't work out on Sundays.
That's the Lord's day.
And then Monday, he was like, what are we doing? And then again yesterday. So he's done 5 days now, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It'll all pay off in the end.
We'll see if he keeps up.
Yeah.
That's.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those kids where he gets all in on something for a little while, then something else comes along, he's ready to move on, you know. Mm-hmm. So
kind of like us out in the woods. Oh, squirrel. Sidetracked.
So we'll see. But let's go in the backwoods. You ready to go in the backwoods?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go in the backwoods.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. That encounter with a bull elk that is so close, you can feel its breath. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bow Hunter. And now, it's time to go full draw in the backwoods.
Yeah, thought you had him licked.
Thought so.
Nope. Guess
not. Is it swampy in here to you? Nuts getting wet or anything?
Slightly.
I don't know if it's because I was outside helping him load that stuff in the truck a minute ago, or
it's probably worse for you. I was sitting in here eating them biscuit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you're gonna talk about biscuit. Well, I'll save it. Never mind. I'll just save it. Been fishing or anything?
No.
Nothing.
No. Went to a concert last weekend, and, well, I guess that's a lie.
You're rocking the shirt.
Yeah, that is a lie. I did go fishing last weekend. We took the kayaks out, and we fished off the kayaks a little bit.
I didn't know you had kayaks.
Yeah.
I just learned something.
Yeah. We've got, well, we had four. Mikey's is on the side of my shed, impaled in water and cannot be moved because it weighs about 7,000 pounds now. So I told him, I said, you're going to have to drill a hole in the bottom and pull it out because this son of a bitch is heavy and it's in my way. And I'm not moving it. But we took ours out. We fished off there a little bit. Me and Jimmy each got a small largemouth, and that's pretty much it.
A small largemouth.
Small largemouth. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know you had kayaks.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
Kayak fishing every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. The only problem is
get back in some areas a lot of the other people can't.
Yep. That's what I like about it. You can get right up in there anywhere you want to go with them. And the bad part is sitting in them sons of bitches for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, it starts hurting your back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm old.
Now, you got ones that have, like, decent storage in them and stuff where you can keep some tackle and your phone and stuff like that.
I bought the... It was a fishing package one, so it's got two rod holders in it. It's got a, it's not as much storage as it is like bungee cords to hold shit in place.
Yeah.
So, but it works. I could bring my tackle box, two of my fishing poles, and hang a stringer off the side if I so please to.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You looking to buy anything this year? I think we've brought, let me rephrase that question. Are you looking to buy anything?
I probably will buy something, Tim, this year.
You're going to get some gas, you know, or a little bit of a lunch somewhere or whatever. Anything in the archery industry that you're looking to add to your collection? And the reason I ask is because archery innovation.
Yeah.
Seems like there was a time frame where new products were coming out in the archery world, and it could be anything archery, right? Yeah. I'm talking, obviously, which my wife could text me. She knows when we do this, but yet that's the only time she wants to text. Obviously, with bows, you know, and you have advancements in arrows with going to carbon. Bows, too, going to carbon. Broadheads have changed, and mechanical ones have changed, and even tree stands have advanced over the years.
Yeah.
Releases, sights with your fiber optic pins, cam designs on bows, you know, have changed a lot. You don't have to have a bow press anymore for most of these bows. You can do it right there in the comfort of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
So many things have changed over the years with archery, but I feel like we've hit a wall with it. Like, they come out with new things every year.
Yeah.
But I don't know that new things are really moving the needle.
No.
Any. So it went from, like, it was growing a lot fast to we just kind of, I think, stalled.
Like, yeah. I think a lot of the new things that they're coming out with are the same thing with a different name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or they put that much of a twist on it and say, hey, look at this.
Tweak it. They're incremental changes.
Yeah.
And I guess the point is are those incremental changes going to move the needle for you? I don't know that they do for me.
No.
Or you just fall back on what you have because there's not really that much difference between.
No.
Like, I got that Hoyt Venom bow. Comparing it to the Hoyt Venom 2, or whatever they call it, but the second edition of the Hoyt Venom, there's not a lot there to justify another, I don't know what they are in price, but $1,000, $1,200, $1,500, whatever they are. In some cases, up to $2,000 or more on the carbon bows.
But yeah. The only thing I'm still looking at is potentially getting a three-finger release.
Yeah.
That's it. And I still, it's one of those where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go get it. And I go look at it. I'm like, I'm not getting one yet. I'm going to go get one. I go look. Nah. Because I told you, I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah.
I have my ways, and I'm kind of setting them, and that's what I like to do. But I'd really like to get one, but at the price point, you know what I mean? I don't want to buy a $20, $30 one that's going to be a piece of shit, and I'm not going to like it. Pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
So you have to go out and put the, you know, $75 to $150 into one. And then if I don't like it, then I'm out $75 to $150 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's not like, you know, I'd have to file bankruptcy after that, but it's just a lot of money to put into something to say, no, I don't like it.
Well, you could use your VIP status.
You see these passes? No. Bitch, that says VIP. That ain't general admission.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That
I added it because if I wait, it doesn't show up. But if I don't wait, it cuts me off.
I don't remember which one of those it's on, but you always mess it up.
I always cut it off. Yeah, just slap right in the tits. It is.
I got to get a new one. I mean, mine still functions perfectly, but I'm making it a point to get a second one so that when occasions like what happened to me back in January.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me in January, I can reach over into my pack. And
second one would have been nice that day.
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah. Not sure you would have had much of a chance when it took off running instantly, but hey, it might not have hit a rung. And then you would have been like, oh.
But I could have stayed in the tree.
Yeah, you could have stayed in the tree. We didn't have to call it a day. At that point,
I was like, well, I'm done. My release aid's on the bottom of the...
if I'm getting down, we're both getting down. This bullshit.
That's right. Yeah. So that'll be a new addition for me this year. A backup release aid, or maybe the one that I'm using now will be the backup and the new one will be the go. I don't know, but
I still like that one that we saw from Spot Hog.
Was it Spot Hog or Trophy Ridge?
It was Spot Hog.
Okay.
That I really liked that one, but there's so many of them. There's no chance in hell I can just get on Spot Hog's site and order it because I have no freaking clue which one it was.
Yeah.
When it was in my hand, it felt perfect. It was like my hand grip. Everything was good. But if I ordered it, it would come and it would be something completely different and I'd be pissed.
The one from Trophy Ridge was the one I liked. Where is my release aid?
I don't know.
I usually have it up here on the table. So
you normally do. You're normally flicking it. Now you might need to buy two.
Buy two of them.
Yeah. One to replace that one and one to have one just in case you drop it out of the tree stand. There we go. Never mind. Just one.
What I liked about the one from Trophy Ridge, so this is the one that I use now for anybody. It's Nothing crazy. It's nothing exciting. But it works, and I've been using it for years. But what I liked about the one from Trophy Ridge is the thumb.
Yeah.
Was more out here.
It had that long
Yeah, it was
shaft.
Extended out here. Can't go wrong with a long shaft.
Hell no. Not that I know.
And it just, the way my hand is designed when I grip it, I liked it better there yeah. than I do way up here. So
yeah,
that's kind of what drew me to that one. But yeah. This one has been good. This is the one I learned on. I've been using for years, and it's still rocking. So
see, that's the kind I would like.
Even when you drop it from 18 feet in the air.
They work.
It still works.
Solid. Yeah. See, that's the kind I would have to have. I like the one where you pull it and it releases. I don't like the one that it just kind of hangs in there. Mm-hmm. Just and the, then it the falls
little,
down.
The little loop to it.
Yeah, yeah, I like something to be locked onto that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you would think over the years, maybe those jaws. I keep thinking, I don't know how many arrows I've shot using this thing, but I mean, we're talking hundreds, if maybe thousands. I don't know, but there are times where I'm like, one of these days, I'm going to clip this on that D-loop and go to draw back, and that jaw is going to fail, and it's just going to pop.
Yep. I think about that every time I draw a bow back.
Bust me in the nose. But, you know, for mm-hmm. however many years I've had this thing, it has never, ever done that. So, knock on wood.
I keep thinking the same thing because I'm constantly playing with mine in the tree. I'm clicking on, click it off, click it on, click it off, click it on, click it off, click it on. And I'm like, I'm going to end up breaking this son of a bitch. So, then I'll stop for a little bit, and then I catch myself down there clicking it on, clicking it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as soon as I go to draw, I'm going to go to click it on. It ain't going to do it no more. It's going to be like, nope, you done. Clicked me one too many times. I quit you.
Well, hopefully it doesn't pop you in the face.
Yeah, that'd be embarrassing.
I think I told you that with that all black Bowtech that's hanging in there that's not mm-hmm. mine. I think it was that bow that he drew back. It may have been one of my bows that he drew back, but the guy who owns that bow, I don't know if somehow he hit the thumb by accident when he was drawing. I don't know, but it came off, of course, and he popped himself in the nose and was bleeding all over my barn. And
ugh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey, when people bleed in my barn.
If I had a dollar.
For every person.
So anyway, yeah, I other than digital technology, I don't know if anything's really progressing to a point where I've just got to have it.
You yeah.
know, there's not anything really out there that's any different than what I already have.
No. I've looked at the magazine, the one that we got from the ATA with all the new stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And every year now I may find like a gadget once they start putting shit on the shelves for hunting that yeah. I think I can't live without.
Sure.
You know, like something that attaches to my climber or something. I always find something like that. But in the actual process of the hunt, I don't see anything I can't live without this year. Yet.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
A new release. That's, yeah. That's about it.
Yeah, and I'm still debating on that.
I think, you know, you rephrase, all of the gear gets better, you know, when they yeah. release a new product this year. I do think it's getting better, mm-hmm. but like I said earlier, I think it's so incremental, it's so small of a change that I don't know that it justifies dropping,
you know, yeah.
whatever the prices are on these various products, but
no.
Things that I believe do improve and improve more than just incrementally, I think hunting clothing,
yeah,
with new technology that keeps coming out, things get lighter but yet warmer,
yeah,
you know, some of them are scent controlled, things like that. I think that's a place you can always invest in. I mean, I love my hunting gear, so I'm mm-hmm. not in the market for that right now, but in upcoming time, I'm sure.
I'm never in the market for new clothes, but every year I find myself buying something.
Yeah.
Something, whether it's another hoodie.
It's an impulse.
Oh, I need that hoodie. The other six I got at home just won't freaking work.
Right.
That one will be the one I need.
No. I think one that you won't use, but tree saddles, I think, you know, there's still advancements that they're finding ways to get those more comfortable and
yeah.
things like that. But a big one is trail cameras. I mean,
yeah.
trail cameras do advance, it seems like, every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get better megapixel quality or better trigger speeds or whatever. You know, yeah. the quality that comes to your phone. Some trail camera companies. Do we name them?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to throw them straight under the bus.
Yeah. Theirs just suck.
Oh. Once we get the YouTubes going, we're going to have an archery range outside and have a bunch of spy points located on it.
Oh, now you said it.
And we're going to blow them. I told you we're throwing them under the bus.
Yeah. Hey, folks, I buy what trail camera you want.
Yeah.
But I can tell you from personal experience.
We're pretty much 0 for 4.
I've had shit luck with Spy Point.
Me, so. You, Todd, and Mikey are 0 for 4.
Yeah.
Now, Todd seems to still be having some luck with his. My last one that I purchased that I was like, okay, you know, I can get down with this, was the solar one. Mm-hmm. 98% battery after a year and a half use. I was like, psh, never had any problems with it. And then one hard rain that we had, water got inside, and it's done.
Yep.
How it survived a year and a half of rain, snow, all the weather we've had, because I never took it out of the woods. And then one hard rain, and it filled up with water, and it was no good no more.
Well, and I can't sit here and believe that it's just irony that the Spy Points that I have that were on the free plan
mm-hmm.
didn't last even a whole season before they crapped out on me, but the ones that I had on the paid plan still work.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Yeah.
Is there a chance of irony on that? Maybe, but it's...
Very, very, very minute.
Like your wiener. It's very minuscule.
Very small, yeah. Very micro.
Yeah. So yeah,
thank you for that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to announce that out loud. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll edit that out.
I hope so. Yeah. Bitches be tripping. Yeah. Damn right they do.
So, anywho.
That's why I never let my wife use a tape ruler.
Yeah, no, you can't
do that. I always tell her that, you know,
trust me,
that's 2 feet.
Right.
So that's 6 inches, you know, 6-7 inches. So she's like, oh, okay. So if I let her take a tape ruler, she'll go, bullshit. And then she'll know. So
been lying to her over the years.
I just don't let her use one. Yeah. I'm like, don't worry, I'll measure that cabinet for you.
That is sound advice right there.
Yeah.
Sound advice.
She'll look at the width of it and she's like, well, according to you, that's about 4 feet. I'm like, yeah, it's about 4 feet right there. So yeah. She's like, well, if that's 6, then that has to be 4 feet. Yeah, that makes logical sense.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Sound.
That noise.
Sound like a semi truck that went by.
Oh, sound like it was coming in your backyard.
Maybe it is.
I was waiting.
We'll see here in a minute.
I hope it don't hit my truck.
Well, I hope it hits your truck before it hits my house.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a lot of stuff to assemble.
You do. You got a lot of shit out there.
God dang it. And then...
I wish I didn't have a job, Tim. I'd stay here all day and help.
Would you?
Yeah.
You look ill.
Hmm?
You look ill. Like you could be sick. Like,
oh, I could get sick. Trust me.
That cupcake upset you?
Oh. It's giving me the belly whirls.
Hey, I stumbled across... I don't remember what it was on, but... Since CWD is a problem, chronic waste is a problem in our whitetail herds here in Illinois and many other states as well, I came across this and I found it interesting. And the title of the article was, Are Ticks Spreading Chronic Waste Disease? And I hate ticks.
Oh, yeah.
I despise the little bastards. Mm-mm. I don't know why they exist.
No.
And I was talking to Mr. Dempsey on the phone yesterday, and he asked me if I had put any... mock tracks down for Emmy yet this summer or anything. And I said, no, because I've already pulled 4 ticks off of me and I haven't even been in the woods. Just walking around in the yard, I've got ticks on me.
Ugh.
So I'm not wanting to deal with them idiots. And
no.
So I haven't put a mock track down, but that's what kind of, when I saw this article, that's what got my wheel spinning, because I was just talking to him about it and it's been a tick infested summer so far, or not even summer, it's still spring.
Yeah.
Anywho, a team of scientists from the University of Wisconsin think that CWD is spreading from deer to deer through ticks. And what they're thinking is that when deer are grooming one another
mm-hmm.
and consuming that tick, that they're getting the blood of the CWD ingested into them.
Makes sense.
So how they came up with this is they used samples of 2,000 harvested deer heads. A lot of deer heads to go through.
That's a lot of deer heads.
I don't know how big their team of scientists are, but I hope it's large.
Yeah.
2,000 harvested deer heads. Of those, 174 deer heads were infested with ticks. Of those, 15 tested, 15 deer tested positive for chronic waste disease.
Hmm.
They examined the deer blood inside the ticks and found active prions for CWD in 6 of them in the tick itself.
Well, that is pretty jacked up.
So they're thinking, you know, like when you're grooming your wife and she's got a tick under her armpit, yeah. And you go in there and nibble on it and get it off of there, you know.
Oh, you use your fingers?
No, your teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. And that tick's infested with CWD. Now
I've got it.
Now you've got it, yeah. So
Makes sense.
Next time she has a tick, just keep calling that in mind. Keep that in mind. But
I'm calling you. Hey, Tim, Kelly's got a tick. Come get it. I don't think she'd wait that long. She gets really sketched with ticks.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn things. I hate them.
Uh-huh. They're such a useless piece of this environment.
And the ones that I always get, this year I've had one that I would call like your standard size tick, but the rest of them have been those little bitty microscopic deer ticks that you can't hardly see they're there. You just feel the itch and know that ain't right, you know, and next thing you know, you're pulling off a
little bitty ass
little
tick.
Flake, and it happens to be a tick.
Mm-hmm. Their mouth should be too small to bite.
I agree.
That should be the rule. You have to be a normal size tick or else you can't bite.
Kind of like the daddy long leg spider.
Yeah.
It can't bite people because its mouth is too small.
Yeah. How the hell's a tick do it if damn...
That's right.
Daddy long legs can't.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. We got to put in a memo on that.
Okay.
Something's got to change. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm not a tick fan. Never had them in Chicago.
Yeah.
Nope. Moved out here and I was like, ew.
You had any on you this year?
I've had one on, but nothing has latched yet.
So I've had 4 bite.
Yeah.
And always leaves a little whelp or a red circle for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they itch the whole time.
Makes you wonder if, you know, it gave you COVID or something. Yeah. You know, and eventually it goes away, but you never know. I mean, they need to find something better to do.
Because they ain't got nothing to hump come rut.
That's right. That's ticks.
I guess we need to find when ticks mating season ends. I didn't know ticks rut, but... Yeah. Open a tick season. You know, they come up with that shit. I don't know what it is. It's like some bag that attracts those Japanese beetles.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why can't they come up with something like that that attracts the ticks that you could put outside and they'll all fill it up and you can burn that sumbitch and kill them all?
Now, we'll tell you something that works good, a product that works good.
Huh.
It's made by Repel, like your mosquito spray.
Yeah.
But it's a red can, and it says tick defense on it.
Yes, I use that one.
I put that on like last summer when I was going out in the woods to do various things. I've never had an issue with it.
No. Yeah, that's the one I always...
I mean, you have to douse yourself in it.
Yeah. That's the one I always buy whenever we do cleanup in springtime or summertime.
Yeah.
I buy the red one because I honestly, I know the days that I don't spray up before I go out because I'll have 4 or 5 or they'll be on my shirt. You know what I mean? But if I use that red shit, I'm golden.
Yeah.
And I can stay out there all day doing shit and won't get a single tick on me, not even on my clothes.
Right.
Yeah. Like they'll fall out of the tree, land on you, and they whoop, they're gone.
Yeah. It's worked good for me. My mother-in-law was going hiking a couple of weeks ago, and she was worried about ticks. And I said, here, use this. Put this on. You won't have an issue.
Yeah.
And so it's good. It's good stuff.
It's the good stuff.
It is the good stuff.
Yep.
If Repel wants to sponsor the Backwoods Bowhunter podcast
for
us saying that,
you know where to find us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When I pee, it glows.
Yeah.
Unless I use Repel, tick repellent.
That's right.
Yeah. See that? How I threw the commercial in there too?
Yeah. I see what you did there. Yeah.
Thanks. I tell you, I got booked for another show in July.
In Notre Dame?
Yeah. South Bend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You did.
The Barbarian. That's pretty badass.
That's a big son of a bitch.
He is. I was watching Dark Side of the Ring. Don't know if you've ever seen those. They're on Hulu. It's basically like a story of like a pro wrestler, and it tells you all his ups and downs and how he died, whatever. Well, the last one on that whole series is a steroid era when WWE got sued for steroid abuse.
Yeah.
And the barbarian was one of the guys in that interview process. They talked to him like 3 or 4 different times. I was like, I haven't heard this guy's name in years. And then I get booked for a show for him, and here he is on this show. And I'm like, I know that guy. I'll be wrestling him July 29th.
Yeah. In South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana.
There you go.
South Bend Cubby Stadium. Just in case anyone's from South Bend and wants to catch Mike Masters live in action. Live action. Yeah, 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 yeah. Live action. Aye, 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 aye.
I don't even know what to say.
He's dyslexic. I'm definitely dyslexic. All right, I feel better now.
So, anywho, apparently, as much as I hate ticks,
yeah,
according to the study, they're contributing to our CWD problem. And
well, it makes sense.
There's nothing you can do about that.
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, there's no way to eradicate them, you know? So
no. That's why I said, if they can come up with something that attracts those Japanese beetles from all over the place. I mean, those things fill up in, like, hours, not even days. Yeah. I mean, them things just...
Well, have you seen my would-be traps?
Yeah.
Carpenter bees?
Yeah.
So them things are destructive as shit. I mean, they have drilled I don't know how many holes in my...
There's a lot up there.
Awning back there, yeah.
Looks like Swiss cheese.
They have tore it up. And so I've, over the years, tried to figure out how to prevent that from happening, and I found these traps.
Yeah.
And I hung those up there, and, I mean, the jars on them things are filled.
Mm-hmm.
From them.
Yeah, they need to come up with something with ticks.
So, if, like you said, if you can capture Japanese beetles, and there's fly traps, mm-hmm. there's carpenter bee traps.
Yeah, there's got to be something for ticks, and this way you can put it out in the middle of your woods and go get it once a month and burn it and kill them all. Something's got to work.
I'm down.
Instead of having them all over us.
I am down like that.
If I'm going to look like a busted can of biscuits, I want to be a tan busted can of biscuits.
Damn, that means right. It's time to get dialed in. Getting dialed in is brought to you by... Are you going to do it this week?
Yeah.
Okay. Shouldn't read all this if you're not.
No, go ahead.
Get dialed in is brought to you by Titan Nutrition. And we got to get over here to the commercials. What are we going to go with? You want to go with protein? Let's do protein.
Why not? Let's do protein.
Anyone wanting to optimize lean muscle and recover from a workout should be using a protein supplement. The problem is many of these powdered protein drinks taste like chalk and don't mix easily on the go. Titan Nutrition has found the solution.
Yeah.
The Titan way, as they prefer to call it. This protein not only mixes easily, it also comes in 8 amazing flavors to choose from, including Dutch apple pie, peanut butter fudge, and snickerdoodle. That's only 3, but they said 8.
Yeah.
We use them after workouts, meaning you and I.
Yep.
I have vanilla ice cream or something like that's the one I have.
I'm getting ready to order the 5-pound tub of the strawberry shortcake, so I pray to God it's good.
There you go.
Yeah.
5-pound tub.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm getting 5 pounds of it and it's not good, I'm going to be very sad.
Well, we use them after workouts and anytime we want something that doesn't want to contribute to a lot of calories.
Yep.
Titan Whey has 24 grams of protein in each serving with only a trace of fats and carbs. They are good. In fact, you're going to feel like you're cheating, but instead you'll satisfy your hunger and stay on track with your diet and nutritional goals. And Titan Nutrition proteins can be found at titannutrition.net.
Backwoods.
Backwoods.
For your 10% off and your free shipping.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get them dialed in.
Okay. I know I've talked about it before. Trap workouts, but I've been doing one the last couple weeks that I've done in the past, but I've really, you know, I would hit it occasionally, but I've been hitting it pretty regularly every week on my trap workout, and it's a wide grip shrug. I usually go on the Smith machine so I don't have to bend over and pick up the weight, but I usually go about 1.5-2 feet out from both sides of my body and bring them up that way, you know, shrug them that way instead of, you know, right next to your body where you're just going straight up. You're actually pinching everything. And I think that I have had some pretty decent gains on it here in the last month and a half that I've been hitting those. And most people do the standard shrugs. Either you hold it straight in front of your body or you hold them right to your right or left and shrug them up that way. But with that wide grip shrug, you're actually stretching everything out. And then as you're bringing it up, it's kind of pinching everything together. And I recommend to our listeners that they hit a few of them wide grip shrugs and Watch the traps explode.
I hate doing shoulder workouts.
So do I.
It's like but, one of my least favorite things to do.
Yeah. That's why I usually change it up, because I hate shrugs because you have to use a lot of weight. Like, I can go slow on a bench and put 185, 190 on and not have to go heavy and be comfortable with it and just do it properly and slow and still get that pump. But with a shrug, if I hold like a 50-pound dumbbell or an 80-pound dumbbell, I just feel like I get absolutely nothing out of shrugging. I just feel like an idiot sitting there. So I feel like I have to go heavy on shrugs, and then your hands hurt, you know, because it's heavy. Usually when I do, like they've got this shrug machine where you can stand up or sit down, and it's got, you know, a higher grip for standing up, and then it's got the lower grip if you want to sit down and shrug. And with that, I have to have like 240, 250 on there just to feel it. Like if I just put like a 45, even two 45s, it's just like air and it's aggravating. So then you got to put more weight on, and then you're sitting there by the end, you know, your fingers are slowly giving out by 8, 9, and by 10, you like just fingering that bad boy and
trying not to slam it.
But yeah, with that Smith machine, you can actually get that wide grip and you don't have to bend over to pick it up and bring it up to your body. You just stand up. And what I normally do is I bend down a little bit and get my knees underneath it and lift it up with my thighs. And that way, you know, I could do the shrugs that way and then set her back down.
Is the Smith machine the one that has the hooks?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know it by that name. So that's.
Yeah. Well, okay. I like that because you could do like 8,000 different workouts in that bad boy.
Yeah. That's universal.
And yeah, you've got that support. So if you can't get it back up, you don't have to
rotate,
right? You just find the next notch and rotate them back into place.
Yeah. I never knew it was called that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like the official name for it, or is that this what it's called at your gym?
Oh, okay. No clue. It's what I've always called it, the Smith machine.
We'll find out.
Yeah. It's very potentially possibly what they're called. Type in Smith machine at the gym. That's what I'm doing. See what pops up. But yeah, the wide grip.
That's precisely what it's called, Smith machine.
Bam.
Interesting to know. One of your segments you did on this weeks ago, you were talking about farmer's carry, which is what I call them, farmer's carry. I don't know. You may have called it something different, but same concept. And I always do, like, whatever my workout is, what I like to do is I'll do a workout and then I have like a closer.
Mm-hmm.
So my closer might be a farmer's carry. Or yesterday it was the battle rope. I had him out there shaking that rope. And
nice.
That kicked his ass.
I bet. I guarantee it, dude.
Man, people don't know unless you've done it.
No.
Shaking that rope.
Mm-hmm.
I just had him do it for 30 seconds, and he kind of smirked at me like, that's all I got to do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, his last 10, 12, 15 seconds of it were 15 miserable.
15 seconds in, he's probably thinking, bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it whipped his ass. But anyway, the point of that, when you're talking about your grip, was I had him do a farmer's carry the other day when we got done with one of the workouts. I think it was our tricep workout.
Yeah.
And you could see it. So basically, I just have him. He did it. So I have 50-pound sandbags I'll do them with.
Yeah.
And then I have the dumbbells that are adjustable from Norda.
Norda Track. Norda.
Whatever they're called.
Norda Track.
Yeah, you can adjust them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'll do them that way. But he did them on those. And I could see it would just go from where I keep those in the barn all the way to the house and all the way back. Or sometimes we'll do the loop around the driveway. Just doing that farmer's carry.
Yeah.
And you could tell when he was heading back, he was those last 20 feet or so, his fingers were like barely gripping us. I kept saying, don't drop my dumbbell.
Don't drop it.
Don't drop it.
Don't drop it.
I said, I'd rather you just stop and set it down than just drop it. So he got there. He did it.
That a boy. He did it. Yeah, those are anything when you're doing your pull days, it's just rough on the hands. And it could be because I'm almost 50. I don't know.
Did you say pull days?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a pull day today.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting in that damn pool.
Oh, I was thinking something else.
Not well. Pull day to me is...
You got P-O-O-L. I got P-U-L-L.
Yeah. I call that a tug.
Oh, okay. Well, on your tug days. But yeah.
Give me one free hand job.
Maybe. Maybe.
On your tug day. Why not?
On your tug day.
Might as well give a free one.
But yeah. I would say blow up them traps with some wide grip shrugs. And
how will that help you in archery?
Anything you do.
That's not condescending. I'm asking just for educational purposes for the listener, because I believe it does help you. I believe workouts help you.
I believe anything you're doing with shoulders, it's going to just help you with your draw, with your stamina for hold.
About longevity as well, because you know, a lot of archers end up with shoulder injuries trying to draw back a 70-pound bow, or in Joe Rogan's case, shooting an 80-pound bow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, those shoulder workouts are crucial to keep you going longevity.
Yeah. And it also helps you keep up your what you want to shoot at. You know what I mean? But also, I think it helps, too, once you draw. I mean, I know most of these bows have huge let-offs anymore, you know, like they didn't have 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
But I mean, still, once you're holding that bow back for a minute, 2 minutes, I don't care what your let off is, it starts getting a little bit aggravating. But if you get that shoulder workout in and you get some nice firm shoulders, it's all comes into play come bow hunting season. That's why we work out. I'm a good looking son of a bitch. Why ruin it? You know what I mean? Damn it! Son of a bitch.
Let's shoot it or let it walk. So the shoot it or let it walk segment isn't brought to you by anybody, but if anybody wants to jump in on there, just let me know.
Yeah.
We do a lot of different things with shoot it or let it walk. Sometimes it's would you shoot it or let it walk?
Yeah.
And it could be an animal, or it could be I agree or disagree. Shoot it, I agree. Let it walk, I disagree.
Yep.
Sometimes we just talk shit about people in the shoot or let it walk.
We do whatever we want.
And here we're going to talk shit about somebody, and I'd like to meet these six people and just beat the shit out of them.
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
You do shoulder strokes and get strong, you can beat the hell out of these six.
Okay.
Six suspects have been busted after poaching nearly 200 deer in 6 months.
Damn it.
End quote, just for fun.
For fun.
Just for fun. Now, two things about that. Number one, what kind of ass wagon do you have to be to do stuff like that? Okay, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I want to bow hunt wherever these guys are at in Pennsylvania, because to be able to kill 200 deer in 6 months just for fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some deer.
I might go the whole bow season without seeing 200 deer.
Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee you I do.
So just want to throw that out there. But
yeah.
Pennsylvania law enforcement said that these six asshats face a combined 486 criminal charges with penalties. Now, this surprises me that it's this low. Penalties up to 3 years of jail and $15,000 fine.
Shit.
That's it? they confessed, they admitted to killing nearly 200 deer in 6 months. So how this came in was tips from residents. They were finding dead deer in their fields, yards, woods, etc. And some of them reported that they saw some spotlighting, and when they would see the spotlighting, they would hear guns. And apparently they put out a description of a vehicle that was in the area, and that's how law enforcement kind of started picking up on it. And how they were caught was an officer located the described vehicle at a gas station and started following them. And he followed them to an area where there had been one of these areas where people had reported these poachings, and saw a spotlight and heard a gunshot. And here they come in that truck. So he got them stopped. And deer were left to rot, is what it said in the article.
I am not opposed, you know what I mean, and I'm not condoning it, but if that's your source of food and you only have 3 months to legally do it, I'm not opposed to you going out there and you killing a deer. If it's your only source of food, you're poor, you know what I mean, you do what you can, you have struggles in life. I'm not saying just to be lazy and go out and do it, but I mean, if it's your source of life, you know what I mean, if you're going to die if you don't go do it, I say go do it. But to go kill something just to let it sit and die and
just for fun, as it says.
Yeah, just for fun. Yeah, no.
Just to let them lay there and die and rot.
No.
That's ridiculous.
That's, That's aggravating. If so, I was the locals and I hunted in that area and I found out these six bastards were killing deer for fun, I'd probably find them and beat the shit out of them, every single one of them.
Yeah, I'd like to torture them.
Yeah. They should be put out on a pole and people come by and throw shit at them, you know, just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk up, kick them in the nuts, just for fun.
Grab a pair of pliers and peel off their fingernails.
Yeah, just for fun.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. Yeah.
Not to be a dick, just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put them in the back, you know, on the ground and back over them with your truck, just for fun. Not to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just for fun.
Just playing games.
Oh.
So let me ask.
Okay.
Fines up to $15,000. Up to 3 years of jail time. Punishment fits the crime. Shoot it or let it walk.
Hell no. I'm letting that shit walk. Yeah, that ain't even close.
Me too.
That's like them damn fishermen had to ridiculous. Give their boat back and lost their license for 3 years.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. The lead ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I agree.
You get someone who goes out and, you know, get $1,000 in fines just for shooting a deer, you know, like, I don't know if I should say who it was, but someone shot a deer, got a tag that day and went and tagged it. No, it's not the Mikey story.
Okay, I thought that's where you were going with it.
No. This is a different story. Went out that morning, shot a deer, went and got a tag, came back, tagged it.
Okay.
And the DNR said, you bought that half hour ago and it's already called in being tagged.
Sure.
You're either a fucking stupendous hunter or that was illegal.
Right.
And big fines for that, which, you know, hey, I get it. I'm not disagreeing with it, but I'm just saying that was like almost $1,000 plus fine plus a potential suspension of license. And these assholes are going to get a $15,000 fine for 200. It should be $1,000, you know, per freaking deer, you know, and then times that by the 200 they admitted to killing, and then boom, per person, all six of them get charged $1,000 per deer for every deer that they killed. Then we're talking a little bit difference.
Yeah.
They'd have some nice land out there in Pennsylvania after the government got that money and got to put it back into the system.
Assuming they're not Illinois and don't earmark it for stupid bullshit, you know, actually use it for its intended purpose, and then they find themselves having to borrow from teachers' funds or law enforcement retirement plans or to pay for this other bullshit that they should have paid for what that tax money was earmarked for to begin with.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go on that rant. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's absolutely not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough.
I don't have anything in the Get Your Eat On segment this week.
I actually do.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I reckon what you like to eat in there.
Get Your Eat On.
You know what I like to eat?
Bacon.
Protein balls. I love bacon. But I started making protein balls lately. I was going to bring a couple today, and I completely forgot because I just made them yesterday. But they're really pretty damn good. They're good to snack on. It's only 100 calories, 10 grams of protein, unless you add the extra scoop of protein like I did, which bumps them up to about 14 to 15 grams of protein per ball. There's a mix by Kodiak. Okay. It's a protein.
I love their pancakes.
Yeah. They've got good pancakes. They've got all kinds of different stuff protein-wise. So they've got these protein mix. It's oatmeal, chocolate chip, protein balls. Well, you're supposed to put peanut butter in it. You're supposed to put honey in it. So what I do is I add the peanut butter, but I add a little bit more because I love peanut butter. Put the honey in.
Creamy or crunchy?
Creamy. Yeah.
I love crunchy peanut butter.
Crunchy peanut butter is not bad.
I buy the extra crunchy, actually.
Do you?
I love it.
Oh, Lord.
Love it.
I hate it because it tears up my bread.
I put it on club crackers. I just grab a club cracker.
Okay, well, see, that's fair. That club cracker can hold up to the nuts.
That's right.
My bread can't.
Yep.
Nut on the bread.
Even the saggiest of nuts, it'll hold them.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And then I add a little bit of vanilla extract to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one scoop of protein of your choice. I try to stay in that realm. So I have a peanut butter protein,
mm-hmm.
peanut butter white chocolate protein that I scoop in there with it.
Yep.
So mix that all up. You put them in the little balls. You put them in the fridge for about 30 minutes or so, and you've got protein balls for days.
There you go.
And they're a nice little snack. And they're not, you know, a guilty snack where you're regretting eating it later.
I got introduced to Kodiak when they were on, what's the Mark Cuban's on there? All the millionaires and billionaires.
Oh,
and they,
Shark Tank?
Shark Tank. They were on Shark Tank.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how I learned about them. And then back when I used to shop at Target, we were in Target one day, and I came across, I like pancakes, and they had Kodiak cakes, and it was like peanut butter crunch, something or another flavored. And I'm like, right down my alley. So
yeah.
Best pancakes I've ever had.
And yeah.
That's how I learned about them. Yeah. There's probably, if you go into my kitchen, there's probably a box of Kodiak cakes in our cabinet right now as we speak. So,
yeah, they're pretty good.
I didn't I didn't know they had.
It's the first time I've seen them, so I bought it.
Recipes or boxes or whatever you want to call it for those. So
they've got a box with the recipe on the back, how to make them.
Yeah.
But I've added the vanilla extract just to give it that, you know, a little bit of different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, the scoop of protein in there. All that does is just give you a little more protein per ball. And when you're looking to get protein,
Kodiak.
Bam.
Protein balls. There we go.
Yeah. There's oatmeal chocolate chip, and then there's another one.
That's the one I just clicked on, was oatmeal chocolate chip.
Yeah, it's the shit.
They have graham cracker snacks, chocolate, oatmeal chocolate chip. No bake protein balls.
That's it. Didn't have to bake these balls at all. Just rolled them.
Oh, good to know.
And refrigerated them. Yeah, they're really good though. And they come out to be decent sized balls because it tells you to make 14.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I did it, I made like 18 or 19 because I made them real small.
Look.
Yeah. That's it. 100% oh.
Cool.
Yeah. They're sticky as shit, though, trying to mix all the mix together.
Yeah.
Because of the honey and the peanut butter.
Imagine so.
Your hands get coated in the shit. But yeah, they're pretty legit.
Have to look into those.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
I've been hornswoggled.
Foghorn Leghorn says it's time to dry fire your bow.
Tim, I'm a happy guy.
Are you?
I'm a happy guy this week.
Nothing at all, huh?
No.
Well, this is one that I should have done last week and didn't, but then it's even gotten worse, so now I'll do it this week.
Oh, boy.
So while we were on vacation, we got an email from one of our Visa cards. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
It's whichever one is associated with the PlayStation account.
Okay, and what's the numbers for that one? Let me get my pen.
It's been canceled, so it doesn't matter now. But
damn it.
Get an email that, you know, these charges were just made on PlayStation, and one was like Marvel something or another. It was a game for $60-something, and there was one for $40, and there was another one for $40 or $30 or $50, somewhere in there. You know, it ended up being almost $200.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we didn't do them, because the only person in this house that purchases things on PlayStation is Jake,
mm-hmm.
and Jake happened to be sitting right next to me in our resort room in the Dominican Republic, so I know he didn't do it. Well, we can't do anything about it. We're in Punta Cana, and we don't have phone access. We have internet where we can do mm-hmm. things like that, but you can't call the credit card company and say, hey, yeah. these are fraudulent, right? So
yeah.
we had to wait till we got home on Monday, when we got home, I did it on Monday. But he told me when we got home, he's like, I can't log into PlayStation, and won't let me log in. So whoever hacked our account and made those fraudulent transactions mm-hmm. also locked us out of our account. So, I got on this chat thing with PlayStation, and I told them this is what happened, mm-hmm. and the person was super helpful, very nice. Of course, she had to verify some things to make sure yeah. it was me, you know, trying mm-hmm. to restore my account, basically.
Yeah.
I gave her all the information that she needed, and she allowed me to regain access to my account and then sent me a password reset, where I could reset the password to lock out whoever the other asshat that did this was. Mm-hmm. So thought we were all back to rocking and rolling. Everything's normal, fine, right? 1 week later, this Monday, as we record this 2 days ago, I get an email from PlayStation. You have been permanently suspended from your PlayStation account.
Damn!
And it goes on to explain, because you have a credit card on file, which we don't anymore. The person who helped me last Monday actually removed it from my account since it was not going to be used anymore anyway. Yeah. She took it off of there. But they said that because we filed fraudulent transactions with the credit card company, and the credit card company has now charged Sony PlayStation chargeback fees for these charges, and they want their money, so they have permanently suspended my account.
Because you got hacked and you got your money back.
And I'm like, I am not going to pay for these transactions that we didn't make.
Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to get back in the chat. So I go onto the thing and I click on the chat room and hit the start chat, and it pulls up a box and it says, back again. And then right below that, it says, you have been denied access to chat. I'm like, well, that's weird. So I close out of it, open it back up, do the same thing. It goes back again, or back so soon, I think is what it says. Back so soon? You have been denied access to chat. I'm like, so they won't even let me get in a chat.
They won't even talk to you.
No. So then I go on Google, and I'm just contacting how to contact Sony PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I find a 888 number.
Yeah.
I call it. It's them. Get the recording. You know, the press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 3 for that, yada, yada, yada. Well, none of the 4 or 5 options that I was hearing applied to me. And then when you go through those options, it pops up on there and says, if you are calling because you have a suspended account, we do not offer phone support for that.
So they pretty much just told you a giant, pardon my French, but fuck you.
Yeah.
All the way around. You can't get on the internet. Our phone service doesn't deal with this. Go on the internet, which won't let you get on because it tells you that you're suspended.
I can't do anything.
You're just done.
I can't do anything. And in the email, it's got a link that says, you know, if you want to regain access to your account, click here. You click that, you know where it takes you? To a payment option to pay for what they believe you owe them.
And they're trying to get you for that $200-something.
Yes. So they are literally only going to grant access to our account if I pay them
Money that someone stole from you.
Some maggot from another country, I'm sure, hacked into our account and stole.
That is flipping hate people.
Ridiculous.
That is.
That is ridiculous. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get somebody on a phone and say, here's what happened.
Hey, guess who we don't want as sponsors? Sony PlayStation. Absolutely. They can kiss our ass.
And not to mention, just last Monday, I was on the chat with them and told them all of these things. And I'm sure they keep records of these things. Mm-hmm. On my account somewhere. I'm sure they have because they gave me a freaking, a reference number or whatever. Yeah. So it exists somewhere in their system where they can see that I reached out to them and said, hey, my account has been hacked and this idiot locked me out and I can't get back in.
Mm-hmm.
And they solved it. And then all of a sudden now.
You would have figured that the rep.
Permanently suspended.
You figured that the rep that you were talking to, who was being very kind and generous with you and trying to get you your money back and get you taken care of, would have mentioned, hey, here's what's going to happen. Because I'm sure you're not the first person this has ever happened to. They're going to say, listen, they're going to end up
absolutely not
kicking you out over this. Instead of being so helpful and getting you back, he could have been a dick right off the bat and just, you know, why be nice about getting your money back if they're going to ban you anyway and then not give you any access to discuss why or how to reconcile it.
Yeah.
I hate people that steal. I hate people that, I just hate people. Tim.
They're about to put me in the nervous hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They turned me loose from the nervous hospital. Said I was well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lie.
Yeah, well, I'm not well.
No, you're not. Not even a little.
I'm mad.
I don't blame you. That's shitty.
I don't even want to be a people anymore. Hey, I want to be a capuchin monkey.
That's not a bad career choice. At this point, no. No, I'd be the capuchin monkey.
Hey, nowadays you can identify as anything. Why can't I identify as a capuchin monkey?
I don't see why you couldn't, Tim.
There we go. Consider it done.
All right. Now I got to find a capuchin monkey
shirt.
From
this point forward, I am a capuchin monkey.
Now I got to find a capuchin monkey shirt.
I'm going to swing off of trees and throw shit at people.
At your party?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to shit in my hands and throw it at people.
That would be funny as shit if you just stayed in this tree till everybody showed up and everyone's like, where's Tim? You just come swinging out of a tree, whipping your own feces at people.
I don't think anybody else will find that funny.
I would fucking die because I would know and I'd be hiding watching the shit storm happen. Yeah, that would be freaking great. You just come swinging out, whipping handfuls of shit at people.
Good Lord. Hey, you can contact Backwoods Bowhunter via email at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com. I do read every single message that comes in. And depending on what they say, sometimes I read them on here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if they're bad.
That's right. If you have a couple of minutes, I have read some bad ones on here before, yes. If you have a couple minutes, take the time to leave us a review on Apple and Spotify specifically, because those are the two hot spots for the show. But
yeah,
wherever you listen to it at, I'm sure there's a review option. It does help grow the show.
Yeah. Definitely like and share. Comment.
You got anything else?
No.
I only got one more thing.
Let her happen.
Grab your bow and get after it.
Get your kids out.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. The Backwoods Boys will take you back downrange for more bow hunting content.